Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting The Instance. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/wow. And thanks to ExpressVPN for supporting The Instance. You probably don't think much about internet privacy on your own home network. ExpressVPN will secure your privacy and protect your information. Visit expressvpn.com/wow and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package.
You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. It is The Instance for the week of Friday, July 31st, very last day of the month, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson here with Garrett Weinzierl. Fresh back from your Key West trip. How'd it go?
Good.
Yeah?
I haven't been talking a lot about it publicly because people are weird about traveling during COVID.
Oh, yeah. So here I am bringing it up and making it loud. Well done, Scott.
It's all right.
Well done.
That's fine.
No, look, I know from personal experience, because I talked to you during a lot of it, that you guys were extremely careful in your home state of Florida. Even though Florida's had some weird numbers, you went to a place where they've been really good about keeping it clamped. And you were careful with everything. So well done getting a little time away.
Thanks. Thanks, man. It was nice. It was very, very nice. I had the busiest month of my entire life since going full-time working for myself.
Wow.
June was the busiest month I've ever had since going full-time. And I was very happy at the end of it to, July was actually. Mm. I was very happy towards the end of July to be able to take a break.
Just to get a little bit of a breather. I get it.
It was lovely. I still snuck a peek at some of those new Hearthstone cards that were getting revealed.
Oh,
while I was on my break. But that was about it. That was about as much as I cheated on my vacation.
Well, I'm glad that you had it. And I'm looking forward to trying to figure out what I'm doing for my anniversary week later in the month, next month. I have
no idea.
That's
next for us.
Yeah. Normally you guys celebrate that at like BlizzCon, right?
Yeah, because we got married on Halloween.
Yeah.
And when we got married, this was all the way back in 2015. Two days after, because the next day we went to freaking Universal and hung out with Jocelyn at Diagon Alley and bought some wands and stuff. But then the next day we were on a plane to California for BlizzCon.
So. Yeah. You guys know how to party is what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. You guys are party animals.
Yeah, man. So we got to figure out what we're doing because there's no BlizzCon and there's not a whole lot of other things either.
Nope. Although there might be Diablo Immortal by then. We'll get to that later in the show. But some breaking news today on that front, mostly dealing with the Asian market. But it basically proves the game is not dead and they didn't shuttle it or shelve it. It's happening. More on that in a bit. But first, this. All right, well, there is a fair amount of Warcraft stuff since we last spoke. It's been a very busy couple of weeks, and we've had people out of town. Patrick's not here for similar reasons, and that's also why we're recording on a Friday today, which is a little odd, but we shuffled things around and made it work. We have some updates about Shadowlands that happened in the beta that I think were worthy of bringing up, so we're going to do that now. As of the 29th, which was a couple of days ago now, Torghast is now unlocked on an account-wide basis. So that appears to be the plan at launch, that you will not have to do, they'd never really confirmed this, but you will not have to unlock that stuff to be able to play in Torghast Town at the end of your leveling run on an account or on a per character basis. You'll be able to do it account wide. So do it with your hunter, go mess around on another server with another character, and you've already got Torghast. I think they still have to be at level. I don't know that stuff scales. You'll still have to be 60 to do anything, but you don't have to go through the trouble of unlocking it once you've done it, which is kind of how I wish everything worked in the game. And many things do, but More like that, please. Does this please you? Do you like the idea that you don't have to go bang your head against the wall multiple times to get the Torghast life?
Yes.
Yeah. It's better, right? I mean, it's an easy answer. Everybody
wants
this. I
wasn't even aware this was an issue because I was so busy before I left that I hadn't really had a chance to mess with the beta version of Shadowlands.
You've barely had time to get home, make a Heroes podcast.
Scratched the surface of the maw today.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
I poked my head in there as well. I think I like the maw. I think
it's awesome. Just like my gut reaction that we're just starting out. Barely. I've spent maybe 2 hours in there. Why the shit can't I mount? That's my gut reaction on the maw. That's very annoying to me.
It's really big and it does feel weird that you can't mount in there.
It does, I guess, make certain Covenant abilities more impactful
than if you could mount. Yeah, that's true.
You can turn it at Fox thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm fairly certain works in the maw. I didn't pick that Covenant, so I don't know.
But it's not a full speed mount speed though. I think it's just 30, isn't it?
I believe it's 50, and you also have a teleport during its duration that you can use multiple times. Kind of like a mage blink.
Okay, so that's a happy medium I can deal with. The good news, well, actually stick with the maw for a second. My initial impression is strong that it's a good zone and it's a good content grind. It's a good thing.
So hey, we both more than just World of Warcraft when it comes to Blizzard games.
We do.
I've got a question for you.
Go.
Because the other thing that struck me when I was in the maw, and kind of with Shadowlands entirely, but the maw especially elicited this thought for me, and obviously so does kind of the way that Torghast works. Are you getting extremely strong Diablo vibes from Shadowlands? Because the maw looked like a Diablo zone.
Yeah, I'm going to say... I mean, the game is often in its history. Once in a while, there'll be a dungeon, and you'll walk through there and go, oh, wow, this is like Sanctuary. This is like, you know, level 1 through 20 content, first act kind of Diablo 2 vibe to it. So I've definitely felt that in the game before. And by the way, gladly so, because I love the vibe and feel of Diablo, and I love it when WoW replicates that. But in this particular, yeah, it's very, very, very Diablo-like. And it's very, we're in hell, sort of. We've taken a portal to a real nasty place sort of feeling. And, yeah, for sure. And it's a good vibe. This is not a bad thing. I hope they borrow more from the tone of that other game to build this stuff out. And it seems like they have. I don't know if they have that in mind in general, but it's definitely happening. And I'm definitely getting all the tones of red and crimson that you would normally expect from a Diablo tinged level system. But anyway, it's very good. Yeah. I like it. I'm a little worried about the long term in there. I've only spent a couple hours myself, so still strong initial impression, trying to imagine what 8 or 10 hours looks like. So I don't know, but looking good in the maw, looking good in Torghast. By the way, when you're in a party, your highest accessible layer will be defined by the party member with the lowest layer unlocked. So you and I go in, doubling it up in a Torghast run. You're, I don't know, four levels ahead of me, or four layers ahead of me. You have to go back to the whatever layer I'm on. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's fine, right? We don't expect them to unlock that for people who haven't seen it yet, so...
Yeah, yeah. Haven't personally experienced this. You know, it's not something... I don't know. This is the kind of thing that's hard for me to have a personal take on until it's live, because I don't have the same kind of investment in beta stuff as I do in live stuff. So, but on paper, this seems totally sensible to me.
I don't think either of us have... I mean, I've only done solo in Torghast, so I can't even speak to
same
grouped experience, yeah. So I've seen some of it though, streamed, and it looks great. I think it's going to be a really fun combined experience with friends. And yeah, usually, I mean, this is just like anything else in the game. You're going to go help your friends who are lower. You're going to go do stuff you've already done. That's okay. And plus, Torghast isn't about seeing the exact same thing every time. So in a lot of ways, it'll be new to you anyway. I mean, at least you're going to see new layouts. You're going to have a slightly different experience every time. So helping your friends through there, no problem. This is good stuff. Anima cells have been updated to look more visible. So more of a kind of a UI thing there. The door, which allows you to exit Torghast, has been updated to be less prone to accidental clicking at the start of each floor. Always a thing
that's a lot
appreciated. Yeah, I did as well. It reminded me of, and I don't remember, was it Blackrock Spire, which was the dungeon or the raid that had the big snaky thing at the beginning, big worm, hell worm that was just underground. And the problem was, if you were a ranged character, in particular if you're a hunter, and you right clicked any part of the body, which was all underground, yet it was clickable, even though you were
what was that called? Is this Cataclysm?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I don't know what you're talking about, because I took a big old break.
No, it wasn't Blackrock Spire. It was something else. Anyway, whatever it was.
That was like a Cataclysm boss, but yeah, I didn't raid in Cataclysm.
Stone Core? All I know is I used to piss people off because I would walk in there and just, you didn't have to do much to accidentally click it because you're working with your UI and checking your bags and okay, have I taken all the potions I want to do, I've done my flasks, like you're checking all this stuff. And it doesn't take much for your mouse to barely eke over into the UI where there's nothing there, but you right click and bam, you start the fight and it sucked. And they eventually took it out or fixed it. But anytime they fix that sort of thing, I'm grateful because I have a tendency to set that stuff off. So
I think I've told the story before. I pulled Huygen once.
Yeah. How'd that go? Hunter, how'd that go for
you? Because I was leveling that entire week on my paladin who did, they don't do jack when you right click on something.
No.
And then I went to raid on my max level hunter that night and we were doing Huygen and I just right clicked on it for some reason while we're waiting.
Yeah.
I'm like, just, muscle memory on the paladin. I would just right click before I walked up to the next thing. And I remember the bow animation started and one of my raid mates went, Garrett.
Uh-oh.
And then shoop, there he goes. And Huygen gets pulled and only like three other people were in vent at the time. And hilarity ensued.
Vent. Oh my gosh. I haven't heard somebody say Ventrilo in a long time. That brings me back. But yeah, well done, Garrett. Wipe it up is what they probably told you after that. Wipe it up.
Good job. Yep. Good. Yeah. Scott, we're keeping the idiot hunter vibes alive here on the instance today. Yeah.
Wipe it up. Get a new food table. Start over, everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All
everybody
right.
Everybody send your repair bills to me.
That's right. In respect to respecking and gear swapping. See what I did. Anyway. Players will no longer be able to change their gear, talents, or soul binds at the start of every floor. That is no longer a thing you can do. Players, this is what this reminds me of. It's like Diablo Rifts and Greater Rifts. Greater Rifts, you can swap stuff out left and right whenever you want. Greater Rifts, you're stuck with what you went in with, including your talent build. That's kind of what this is.
I like these types of locks because I personally don't like to micromanage stuff like this in the middle of doing something.
Yeah. So. Me too.
Yeah, I'd rather spend my time thinking about how I want my tune set up before I even step through the door rather than, all right, I got to bring four bags of random bull to swap in and out of between depending on what challenges lay ahead.
I really like the idea that whatever I've picked, good or bad, it's just what it is. Like, and it may go badly. That's okay. That's like what that's the point of Tor. That's the point of a roguelike experience, which Torghast is trying to replicate in World of Warcraft. And that's a part of that world. That's a part of that system. And so I would rather go in there going, man, I sure hope I prepped properly and then be told that I did or fight real hard if I didn't or whatever, come what may. That's the point. So I'm down with that as well. I think that's cool. Let's see. Players can now change their gear, talents, and soul binds in the central chamber at the start of the first floor and in the vicinity of helpful brokers on non-boss floors in Torghast. So there are places to do it. You just can't do it at the start of every floor. So a little bit, you can do a little tweak here and there. Cool. Also, currency updates. The Torghast acquired legendary material is now named Soul Ash. What was it before? Hold on.
I think it was like a nondescript, like legendary item, like clearly a work in progress type of thing.
Yeah, I can't find it. I think you're right. It was like placeholder, but now it's called Soul Ash, which is a really great rap album. Some of the best hip hop you'll ever hear. So go check it out. Soul Ash touring this summer. Anyway, it can be acquired from chests and at the end of each layer once per week. So there's your weekly, basically. Completing at higher layers rewards all uncollected rewards from lower layers. Drop amounts are not final. So
Soul Ash, by the way, is what you get when Shang Tsung enters Pokemon.
There you go. Soul Ash. Oh, got to catch them all. Got to get every one of them. Hey, did you do any of that while you were in Key West? Like, because they had that Pokemon Go Fest thing going on. It was all
dude,
virtual.
I used to. Katie and I, because we go to Key West every July.
Yeah.
For like the first 3 years of Pokemon Go, it was a huge thing for us when we were down there. Because like there's all sorts of super rare water Pokemon down there. It was nuts. But I haven't played Pokemon Go in probably 2 years.
I haven't either. My brother-in-law and Brian Ibbett, who some may be familiar with from the Frog Pants morning show, the morning stream, he is really into it, and he spent both days of Pokemon Go Fest just catching everything and doing those weird, shiny, ghost-looking things. And I don't know much about it, but apparently it was a big hit, and they made like something like $8-point-something million dollars in profit on tickets, which was more than that game ever made in a single... No, that's what it was. It made $8-point-something million in 2 days. More than any 2 day total they've ever got since the launch of the game in 2016.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, the support for the game is really awesome. I just kind of fell off.
And if I have that wrong, somebody can email me and correct me. I think that's right though, but it was a lot of money. They did well, is what I'm saying. In these trying times, it turns out certain businesses like Niantic's Pokemon Go continue to do well.
Joe Mag, who up until very recently was on Team 5 working on Hearthstone, recently left to go work for Niantic.
Oh, no way. I'll bet he's on that, whatever that new thing is that's sort of, not secret, but sort of kind of secret. They got some whole new thing coming. Oh, no, I know what it is. They're making a Carcassonne tie-in. I wonder if he's on that team.
I see him tweeting about Pokemon Go all the time, but it's usually just stuff about like playing it. So I don't know exactly what he's working on. But
hey, how would you like
to see him? Like, if he had to go somewhere, it's cool that that's where he ended up.
How would you like a job just playing Pokemon Go? How would that be? It'd be all right. There's some YouTubers that do that. That's all they do. Just rolling around playing that with a freaking what do you call it? A GoPro on their head, and they just roll outside all day, and they get paid.
I mean, I haven't listened to every podcast you did this week, Scott, but I'm gonna say and give that statement the award of the oldest sounding sentence you have. There's some YouTubers that's what they get paid to do that.
It does. Like, it does sound like some old guy talking about YouTubers.
Just some old guy. Like, do you know that there's people getting paid to play video games on the internet? Oh my God.
Can you believe it? Get a real job.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I was watching some Pokemon Go YouTuber in particular because I was just curious. And man, those guys have huge followings. I just didn't know Go had continued to have the cachet that apparently it still has. So.
It's a really well-supported game.
Yeah,
so, they keep doing updates. I'm still surprised by how much it doesn't suck.
Yeah, right? Like, right? Lots of opportunity to suck. And it doesn't so much. It's okay.
Yeah. It's another one of those games. Like, I have nothing against it. There's no reason I'm not playing it other than just I need more time in my life.
There you go. Also, Phantasma and Soul Ash have snazzy new icons. So if you're into that sort of thing, I guess that matters. Some of you, those are the biggest Shadowlands updates in the last few days. Thought they'd be worth mentioning. Now, if you're still playing BFA, you probably are starting to feel this feeling of, ooh, I better get everything done before this changes or goes away. And turns out Blizzard's got your back. They put up a post called Time Runs Short. It's basically all the stuff you better get on if you want it before it's all gone. I see a lot of this stuff as bait for people to make sure they're still playing, given the waning days of an expansion, which is always true, but especially true of something like Battle for Azeroth, which did not have the longest tail for a lot of players. So this is them saying,
also
hey,
think about like the like community outreach impact of not doing something like this. You know, like I if I was in their shoes, I would want to make it abundantly clear. Hey, this stuff, you're not going to be able to get it once pre-patch hits. So please be made aware of this so we don't have to deal with 40 random forum threads. Complaining about the fact that we didn't give you enough warning.
Yeah, I think I'm not, this isn't conspiratorial, I don't think, but I think this is also, it's creating a false sense of scarcity. You know what I mean? Because these items and things, some of them are changing because of storyline. It's like, oh, Sylvanas took off and went to Shadowlands, is working with the jailer. Therefore, ergo, these items are no longer attainable because the story is, you know, things like that. It's fine. And I kind of like what it does to the world from a game sort of lore perspective, but also it feels a little baity to me. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. I'm trying not to see it from that position, but I've always felt this way when an expansion's going away and they start saying, oh, better hurry up. And there's a lot of players that are like, ooh, I really want that dragon mount, but also I don't want to pay $15 for that dragon mount for the month I would get in and try to get these things. I don't know. It's whatever. It's video games is a business, everybody. So I guess I don't know why I'm surprised. But here's what you want to do. Some things that are going away with Shadowlands launch. All right. You want to claim a dragon, first of all, a big blue one with like all kinds of spiky shit on it. I should put this up so people can see it. Hold on a second. Here we go. All right, chat room, you can have a look at this dragon. There he is. Look at him. Oh, he's so cool looking. When Azeroth's heroes depart for the Shadowlands, the last vestiges of N'Zoth and the Corruptor will fade away, and the Lost Flight quest, which rewards the uncorrupted Voidwing mount, will vanish along with them. You don't already have this big blue purple monstrosity. 'Tis going away. Here's how you earn it. Enter the raid. Nyalotha. The Walking City on heroic difficulty. That's important. You can't just go do this on LFR. I wish you could, because that's what I'd do. Anyway, you got to defeat N'Zoth the Corruptor. You want to be around 445 item level, all that normal stuff. Let's see. You want to have at least 15 others in that same gear range to take down the old god. Boy, I've talked to some people who are really sick of farming him. I just wanted to put that out there. my old raid team is like, okay, we're done. We don't want to do him anymore. Anyway, upon defeating him, you'll loot all the items that he grants for the Lost Flight quest, which can be turned in for your uncorrupted Void Wing. You can further prepare for the climactic final boss in Battle for Azeroth by watching the N'Zoth Corrupted Fail Boss TV guide. According to Blizzard, that's the thing you want to do. All right, so there's that. Also, hold on a second. Your heart only for Azeroth. The Heart of Azeroth, legendary necklace you've kept so close to your own hearts, derives its power from your connection to Azeroth. You'll find that connection weakens when you step foot into areas or instances not introduced in Battle for Azeroth, severing features that derive power from it, essences and Azerite traits. The potency of these powers will reactivate when you return to eligible regions and instances, e.g. like horrific visions. So
I would much rather we just have an in-game event where we just throw these into a fire pit and never see them again.
I love that idea. Melt it down and make something rad out of it. Like, I don't know what. A statue of that's a picture of a giant necklace that says nevermore or something. Never do this mechanic again, it'll say in big bold letters.
Outline down into a middle finger. And the fingernail on the middle finger will be made out of Azerite.
There you go. Big giant metal bird. Okay, now one that I'm actually kind of wanting, but I don't know if I've got the wherewithal to go through the trouble to get it, is the mind-blowing mount. All right? Check this thing out, chat room. If you haven't seen it before, look at that beast.
The awakened mind boar?
Yeah, dude. You want that chewing away on your insides.
It's a little phallic.
Oh, it's very phallic. But it's also, I mean, look at it. What's that movie? Slither, am I thinking of?
I believe you are thinking of Slither, a movie I haven't thought of since Slither came out.
Yeah, it's like a worm with teeth. It's a Tremors worm. It's all those things.
I vaguely remember kind of liking it and then never watching that movie again. It's cool. I wouldn't mind having it. I'd rather have a long boy. I'd rather have a Brutosaur, but I will never have it because I don't have the patience to make gold in this game.
Well, let's mention that one as well. So, first of all, the Prestige Achievement for Battle of Azeroth, Keystone Master, Season 4, and its reward, the Awakened Mind Boner. Sorry, Borer. Mind Borer. Not Mind Boner. Not Mind
Boner. That's my favorite Blink-182 song.
Mind Boner?
Awakened Mind Boner. Oh. Yeah. It's great. It's a good one. It's only on their live album.
Yeah. And if you listen closely.
Hello there.
I had that just at the handy there. Anyway,
so much reverb on that.
I know, it's not bad. Let's see. This mount will only be available to earn prior to the release of Shadowlands. To earn the achievement amount, you must complete all Battle for Azeroth Season 4 dungeons at Mythic level 15 or higher within the time limit. I've seen one of these flying around town, but I don't actually see it that often. So I think people will be pretty unique if they get it. Hardcore Mythic dungeon runners aren't going to, you know, they've probably already got it and have had it for a long time, so they don't care. But this is for everybody else. Now, what about the Mighty Caravan Brutosaur? Garrett's favorite. This is what he wants because he wants to do all of his auction housing remotely from his big dumb dinosaur, right?
big, awesome, good boy.
He's pretty great.
A great mount that I will never have.
Here's what they say. They say, just like the real dinosaurs that once walked our own Earth, the mighty caravan brutosaurs days in Azeroth are numbered. Once the Shadowlands pre-patch goes live, so this is pre-patch, the shady vendors Talutu and Tricky Nick will cease selling it. The mighty caravan brutosaur will then trek from its Battle for Azeroth vendors to the black market auction house, where it can show up occasionally as a purchasable mount for players to bid on. So there is a future in your life where you might be able to just gold up and get it.
No, there isn't.
Because right now it's 5 million gold. So
I'll never be able to have enough gold to get this thing.
I feel like it's never gonna happen. I'm not gonna get it either. There's no way.
No.
And then somebody wants to donate 10 million gold, split it in half, give it to me and Garrett. We'll take it. Don't ask that. I'm just saying we'd take it. I'm not saying we should or would or anyone should do any of this. I'm saying if someone offered it, I'm not going to turn it down.
I would be so uncomfortable accepting that. I would be excruciatingly uncomfortable accepting that. However, if you'd like to donate $5 million, I would be fine with that.
What if they were going to delete their account? They're like, I'm done with WoW. I'm never playing this game again.
I'm not so certain a lifetime of people being like, you didn't earn that. It's worth it. I don't need the Twitter mention. I really don't.
Yeah. I got a little bit of that from...
It's okay. It's
back when I got, so I had the Spectral.
When I see one go by, yeah, I'll go, man, yeah, that's awesome.
Someone at Blizzard gave me the Spectral Tiger Mount card back in the day. I never did live that down. Never lived it down.
The one I would accept as a gift is the chicken mount from the TCG.
Mm. I would also take that one. Actually, I'd take any of those because they're so rare now. But I remember when I took that tiger.
The chicken mount is like the number one super rare thing that I don't have that I would do anything except pay what the current asking price on eBay is for it.
Yeah, there you go. I would, but if I somehow, I'm just saying, somebody's deleting the game, they're going away forever, and they're like, I don't know where to put this gold, and it showed up in my mailbox, I'd buy the Brutosaur. That's what I would do.
I look at the Brutosaur the same way I do like a McLaren. Every time I see one, I'm just like, oh, that's awesome. I will never have one, but I'm happy I got to see it.
McLaren's. What's his name? Post Malone. He lives here most of the year, here near me, sort of near me, up in a place called Alpine. He also has a house in Park City. Anyway, that dude drives his McLaren up to Walmarts and like gets beef jerky. That's what he does. There's sightings all the time. People down on the point of the mountain will be like, dude, I saw Post Malone again today. He was like getting beef jerky and a soda at the Walmart up the street, but driving his McLaren to do it and having like a $10,000 watch on his arm. It's great.
Well, that is just so inaccurate because I am a big Post Malone fan, and all he says is 750 Lambo in the Utah snow, trunk in the front like the Chit Dumbo. Yeah. And that is not a McLaren. That is a 750 Lambo.
Well, he's got that too. He's got a lot of cars up in Park City. He's got many parked up there. Most of them.
100,000 plus 100,000. My whip.
Yeah, there you have it. I still say that was the best album of 2019, but whatever. Some people.
It is an artist that I made a lot of fun of until I actually started listening to the music, and now I legitimately like his work.
He's great. Plus, it goes to Walmarts in freaking Utah County. Good Lord. It's amazing. Anyway.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, and he gives a lot of money to charity.
His level of success.
Yes. I think he's stoned 98% of the time. That's fine.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. He can definitely party harder than I can, but he seems like a chill guy considering the stratosphere of fame he has launched himself into.
Yeah. My wife has a weird, not attraction to him, a weird attachment where she feels like she wants to mother him. She told me this. She goes, it's weird, right? I said, yeah, a little bit. What do you mean?
Mother?
She goes, I want to like take him food and make sure he's eating okay and like that kind of stuff. Isn't that weird? It's such a weird thing to say. And she knows it's weird. She told me. She says, I know this is weird, but I just feel like, because here's the thing. He's like, what, 24, 25?
He is something so like young. I hate thinking about how young he is.
So he's my oldest daughter is 26. So they're basically the same age. And she used to be kind of like the mother, little den mother to all the friends she had during high school. They'd all come over here and eat and hang out and play video games, watch movies, whatever. We were the Kool-Aid house. And it was great. Because that way you kind of keep an eye on everybody, and the kid liked us and it was great. Anyway, she's got this same notion for him, and he's in that age group. So it's like, she just wants to take him. Are you eating okay? Are you staying hydrated? Do you need anything? Do you just need to talk? That kind of thing. And she goes, I know this is weird, but I just feel it. I said, all right. There you go, man. Not a problem.
That's wonderful. And yeah.
And weird.
I don't know. Yeah. Sure. I'm going to say it's on brand. All right. You know, I've hung out with Kim a few times. It doesn't surprise me too much.
It probably sounds about right. She doesn't care about the celebrity part of it. She's just, I don't know, she worries about him because sometimes, you know, he'll show up in a TikTok and he looks a little dazed, a little confused. She just wants to go make sure everything's all right. Can I clean your bathroom? She'd say. She would totally do that. She would clean Post Malone's bathroom. I wouldn't, but she would.
Somebody, that is the most quotable thing. I want to see Kim would clean Post Malone's bathroom.
Yep.
Scott 2020. Yep. I want that quoted.
There you go.
Emblazoned somewhere.
Yep. Remember me in November. All right.
Nice. Also, go get your Glacial Tide Storm or your Nyalotha All-Seer mount because the drop rates are going to go so low.
Oh, yeah.
That we're going to hear stories in 2 years about your 300th run trying to get these mounts and they haven't dropped yet.
You're not wrong.
It's going to be Ashes of Alar levels of come on already.
No kidding. These are beautiful, though. Man, look at these. I mean, they do tempt me. I'm not willing to do the work right now given where we're at with this expansion, but.
I really like the Glacial Tide Storm mount. I think it's one of the radder achievements in mount effects I've seen in World of Warcraft.
It looks really good. I'm really glad it doesn't look like the old mage pet the way they used to be, because that'd be ugly and dumb. But it's very
unless
cool.
I had a button where I could switch between them at will, like the anniversary edition of Halo 1.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that'd be
just
great.
Just cycle between old and busted and new hotness. That'd be great.
I know this is a side note. Maybe we should talk about this on Tuesday when we do a bonus show. You were a Halo guy, right? You grew up on Halo, right?
I love Halo. Halo was the first extended universe novel I ever read. That's how much I liked Halo.
Oh, wow. That is liking Halo.
Which, by the way, the Fall of Reach novel is still a surprisingly legit sci-fi novel that I recommend everyone read.
Well, Reach and ODST are still the best two Halo games, in my opinion. Anyway,
ODST, it's so cool.
It is really good.
I agree with you there.
It's very good. 3 is pretty good too. But anyway, you know what? I'll just say it now. Tuesday, we try to do like kind of offshooty stuff. It's not all WoW related when we do the bonus shows. I think we'll sit down and talk about Halo a bit because I want to get your take on the Halo Infinite footage. I want to see if you feel like other people.
Let's do it, man. Dude, yeah. I'm there. All right. I'm there, man.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. Next Tuesday, expect a bonus episode for supporters and everyone else. Get it a week later. It'll be great. Okay. Anyway, there's all your stuff. Get out there and do it, or you're not going to get it. Hey, something for Garrett. Check this out. We got something from every angle on WoW today. We got stuff from things you got to hurry up and do in BFA, things that are coming in the beta or in the beta now for Shadowlands, things that are happening in Classic, and then this little tidbit. All right, so I guess this is more of a
show. They're adding a Toyota Supra as a mount.
You wish.
Damn.
Not quite that, but in second place goes this. Blindfold customization options available to male Night Elves in Shadowlands. You can put Illidan-style Blood Elf, or not Blood Elf, Night Elf freaking rags of magic over your eyes. How does that sound?
I mean, you already could, but we're getting more options.
Oh,
so that's good.
I thought they couldn't at all before. Now they
can get
more.
There was one. There was a single blindfold option that's been there since Vanilla.
Okay, well, anyway, it says there's one in there now. Could be expanded in the future. Customization options for all classes, not just Demon Hunters. This option probably comes from detaching the blindfold from one of the existing Night Elf male faces and making it available for customization. So you can customize that thing. Make it red, make it blue, make it brown. A little stain on there. Actually, I don't know about the stain. Don't quote me on that.
I'm not sure you can make it red, blue, or brown either.
I just know you love your elves, so I thought I'd throw that
in
there.
Yeah, man. No, dude, all these new customization options. It's across the board. I know we talked about them already. I think the first time we talked about it, we were talking about the undead. But they're all great. In fact, I was... Because I haven't looked at the Blood Elves one yet, so I actually was taking a look at them today, and I like that you can almost get a full beard, finally.
Yeah, right.
Blood Elf. Can we just get a full beard?
Yeah, why not?
Chin strap.
Yeah.
I can be like Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
But can I just complete it with the mustache, please?
Abraham Lincoln was a Blood Elf. You heard it here. That's fantastic. No, why not? Why not big flowy beards for those guys? That'd be cool.
47 years ago.
We are the most stuck. Give me some mana. That's what they'd say. They'd never finish the speech. They just want mana.
Your world is upside down.
We must end slavery. I mean, hey, maybe they would. Maybe the Night Elves or the Blood Elves would really come out and, you know, be abolitionists. Who knows?
I am uncomfortable with this bit and will not take part in it.
I don't blame you. I would back right up. All right. Classic news. Check this out. This is just a quick one, but Hunter levels in 60, or sorry, Hunter levels to 60 in WoW Classic without pets or ranged weapons. Now, the reason I like this article is because it reminds me of the instance days of old. We were always into stories like this. It's like somebody figured out how to play a panda all the way to the end of the game, and he never hurt anybody. He leveled with some other way of leveling. And we used to just like glom onto these things. And so it's one of these stories.
I remember, and I distinctly remember an April Fool's episode with you and Randy.
Oh, geez.
Where...
we got in trouble for that.
I think it was the first time you ever did one. And so you guys did it deadpan, made no reference to the fact that it was a joke.
Yeah, we never did it again, by the way.
You did it. You had a fake story like this that was, I forget what dungeon it was, but it's like, oh, someone finally soloed this raid. And it was Randy who said the story. And all I remember is there was a line Randy delivered that said, it was a druid, of course. Mm-hmm. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker, and I was so mad at you guys.
Yeah, everybody
the next week.
Everybody was pissed. We had to apologize left and right. We swore we'd never do it again. Like, I already kind of hated it while it was going because I'm a terrible... I get really nervous if I have to do a fake
line. In retrospect, I love it now because it was one of... I was so completely hoodwinked by it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I haven't been this bought into total internet BS since, really.
Yeah.
Like, you guys really pulled it off. I remember at the time being very mad, though. Like, not mad enough to send an email because I have never once sent bad feedback to an internet creator. But yeah, I was angry.
Well,
I was mad.
It's this one's real. A hunter did it. I want to address something real quick. Cassetto in the chat room says the show is basically just Scott reading Wowhead. I have bad news for people. All 15 years of this show have been us reacting to news in and around World of Warcraft. So I'm not exactly sure what they would prefer us to talk about, but that's what it's always been. So enjoy Corsetto, I suppose. He does say a nice thing about Core, which is general video game podcast. If you guys are into general video games, check that out. And he also says he really likes The Angry Chicken, which Garrett is, of course, the founder and co-host of these days. So you should check that out as well.
Well, Corsetto, The Angry Chicken is a show where we just react to official Play Hearthstone blog posts.
I mean, what else is it going to be? I mean, we could look, if both he and I were like so into BFA right now that that's all we could talk about. Okay, great. And guess what? When Shadowlands hits, it's all we're going to talk about. It's our time in the game, what we're seeing in it. But when you get to the long tail part of these expansions, gets a little toasty on the back end. Just how it is. Anyway, but your feedback's always welcome. So keep it coming. Anyway.
Indeed.
Also, the first classic Encourage war effort was completed in 14 hours. This happened on Sulfurus. That's the server.
Good Lord.
Yep. So we were wondering how quick this was going to go, dude. It turns out nothing. Just like,
jeez.
14 hours wasn't even a whole day.
I saw this story. Let me pull it up because it mentions how quickly it was done originally.
Yeah.
19 days. It originally took 19 days for the world for the first time.
Yeah. So what do you think that is? Is that just everybody going, oh, we did this for 14 years ago. We know what to do. Like, here we go. Right. I mean, it's not
certainly playing a factor for sure. Have spawn rates been adjusted at all? I don't know. I don't actually know.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about.
If spawn rates have been adjusted, that would play a major factor as well. But I don't actually know if they've screwed with that.
Yeah.
In classic.
I don't know either, but I'm impressed. 14 hours is crazy. And it's far and away the fastest. I'm sure others have hit it by now. I didn't look at any of that, but well done, guys. Let those bugs free. Let them roam free. Let them out. Giant bugs that are pissed. That's what you want in your life. All right. Hey, you guys, whether you're working from home or you're just trying to work on your fitness or you're just trying to listen to whatever you're listening to and you don't want to get annoyed by your kids or your neighbors or your boss or whoever. I don't know. Whoever's annoying you and you just want to just take some time, have those earbuds in and listen. Everybody needs a great pair. Wireless earbuds are rad. Before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, though, you need to check out the wireless earbuds at Raycon. We've teamed up with them. And Raycon are offering 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/wow. I love them. I'm looking at them right now. They come in this great little matte finish case. Open it up. Two little earbuds. They got the different fitters, so if you have weird ears, you can fit them in your ears. I don't mean weird, you know, bigger or smaller. The medium ones that they come with as default fit me just fine. I put them in my head, boom, it's all I needed. Unlike some of your wireless options out there, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems or any of that stuff to distract people during video calls. The company was co-founded by Ray J. And by the way, people like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, Mike Tyson, Rich the Kid. These guys are all obsessed with Raycons. And so am I. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, that's the pair I have, are their best yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. I truly love them. Get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/wow. That's buyraycon, R-A-Y-C-O-N, buyraycon.com/wow for 15% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/wow. Hey, how are you guys getting online these days? You just logging in? Are you hoping that incognito mode will take care of it? Whew! Got news for you. First of all, I want to thank ExpressVPN for supporting the instance, and you probably don't think too much about that internet privacy on your home network, right? Well, we're going to secure that privacy and your information, and we're going to help you do it by getting a great deal at ExpressVPN. Visit expressvpn.com/wow, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. Being stuck at home kind of sucks, right? You don't think a whole lot about that privacy in your own home. Fire up incognito mode, like I mentioned, that's a bad idea. It doesn't matter. Doesn't work the way you think it does. Everything can get traced, even if you clear that browser history. That's why when I'm home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. Make sure your ISP can't see what you're doing, and your internet connection is rerouted through ExpressVPN secure servers. Each of those servers has an IP address that's shared among thousands of users. That means that you're anonymized completely. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data in their best-in-class encryption, so your information is always protected. Use the internet with confidence from your computer, tablet, or smartphone. ExpressVPN has you covered on every device. Simply tap one button and you're protected. It is the fastest, most trusted VPN on the market and rated number one by CNET, Wired, and The Verge. I really like it, mostly for its simplicity. I don't have to think about it. You run it and you're on. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to secure my privacy. Visit this special link at expressvpn.com/wow, and you can get an extra 3 months for free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com, expressvpn.com/wow. Again, expressvpn.com/wow. And now...
It's called living in Florida, by the way.
Oh. Hey, look at that. That music means it's time to talk about other stuff going on around Blizzard. Let's start with Hearthstone, because why not? Garrett, why don't you fill us in on any late breakings over there? Anything happening?
I mean, only a entirely new expansion releasing next week called Scholomance Academy.
Oh, geez. Only a Thursday, little thing like
August
that.
August 6th, Scholomance Academy drops.
Yeah.
All of the cards have been revealed. We did over 2.5 hours of talking about revealed cards on The Angry Chicken 2 days ago. That's up right now. And I really do think this might be some of the best card design I've ever seen in Hearthstone. Definitely some of the most unique card design.
How much have we seen? Are they showing stuff at a pretty good clip?
Every single card has been revealed.
Okay, so they're done.
Yeah.
With that bit. That's good.
It's there's insane cards in here. Yeah. It's really... crazy. I think the last few sets have been a little samey.
Yeah.
I talked a little bit about the Sun on Your Chicken, so I apologize if anyone listens to it, as you do all the time, Scott. If anyone listens to other things, I'm repeating myself. I apologize, but I feel like they kind of got stuck in a rut in card design for a little bit there. Like ever since we kind of hit Discover as a mechanic, they've really been leaning on that. They've really been leaning on Rush. And there's been some cool cards by all means, but if I'm talking in general, in a big general arc
for the, you know, modern Hearthstone. I think the card designs are pretty same, and the card design in this set is absolutely bonkers. And I think it's really freaking cool. So there's a lot of stuff in here that reminds me of Magic, and that's about the highest compliment I can pay a card game.
What is that new Magic?
That you remind me of Magic?
What's that new Magic coming out? Isn't there something new happening soon?
I don't currently play Magic, so I don't currently keep up with it.
There's some new thing that's not even part of like the main Magic CCG that's out now. It's something else. Magic. Oh, what is this called? Not Arena. That's the one is Arena. What am I thinking of?
I have absolutely no idea.
Shoot. There's something. Someone in the chat may know it. I was just curious if you guys saw it as a looming, not a looming threat, but just like a, you know, like what's the point of another Magic game on the market? And I may be misremembering who's doing it. I thought it was them. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they always have new expansions and stuff coming out, but
Hearthstone coming back with a storm. The fifth? Fifth.
Yeah, and then yesterday, dude, they like surprise dropped an update for Battlegrounds.
Oh.
Kel'Thuzad's cat, Mr. Bigglesworth, is a new hero that you can possibly play as if Bigglesworth is offered to you. And then they added, they took out the two Menagerie minions that were basically useless and added two custom-made Menagerie minions that are great. They're good additions.
What do you say to people who are annoyed how much you guys on TAC and just otherwise, how much, I've seen some blowback from people who don't like that everybody just wants to talk about, or a lot of people want to talk a lot about Battlegrounds and not the core game of Hearthstone. Not saying that's what TAC does, but do you ever get any of that sort of thing where people are like, focus on the thing or whatever?
Yeah, all the freaking time. Not from Arena, funny enough, probably because I'm so openly like not interested that I just don't think Arena players are listening to the show. But, you know, we do bounce between Constructed and Battlegrounds. And I don't know, man, if you want to get like content creation philosophical about it, I mean, I think that's just a challenge of a lot of games that have multiple ways to play. It's been a challenge, I'm sure, on the instance over its entire existence as a show.
Oh, guaranteed.
There's so many different ways to play World of Warcraft that, you know, you do have a very good chance of getting multiple listeners that may not be as interested in what we decide to cover.
I can guarantee if we talked about data mining all day and all we talked about was like little number changes and all that, we would have a giant bunch of email complaining that we were talking about that. And then if we didn't talk about that at all, we'll get people who complain that we don't talk about freaking data mining enough. Like, it's always been that way since day one.
What's funny is, you know, you asked me about that type of feedback but at the same time, like, one of the questions I always get, and I'm sure you get this question too, is how do you deal with game burnout?
Right.
And my answer is, well, in Hearthstone now, I go play a different mode.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'll probably talk about the different mode that I'm playing on the show about the game, because it's what I'm currently doing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I've tried personally being the type of content creator that's like, I'm going to try and play everything and stay up on top of everything and report on everything equally. And I just can't.
No, it's not possible.
It's not a realistic goal for me personally. I would rather keep up on multiple Blizzard games that I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
Then try and keep up on every corner of Hearthstone equally, which I just can't feasibly do.
I agree. It's the same for me. If you look at WoW as a bigger picture and all the ways you can play it, I would rather cover all of it in a more general way than any part of it specifically. Also, I'm always reminded that just about every week, and I'm sure I'll get some emails this week, there are a lot of people listening to the show who don't play the game, and there's a decent contingent who've never played it and don't care about it. They're here because of the discussion, personalities, the people, the stuff. So we get all kinds. I don't know why I'm talking about this now. You know why it is? Because we're at this part of this expansion that happens every time where I'm just like, ugh, BFA is really boring right now. I sure would love the other thing, but it's only in beta. Do I really want to play much beta? Like, we're kind of in that weird pinch. And it happens every time. So I don't know why I'm bringing it up again, but it happens every 2 years. Welcome to my world. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Magic Legends is the game I'm thinking of. And it is kind of hard to tell what it is by just looking at this screen, but you can sign up for beta right now.
A thrilling MMO action RPG set in the Arcanic Plains of... Huh!
Oh, I didn't
hear about this at all.
I didn't know about this. So wait, you're playing like...
Looks like it's isometric, a la Diablo.
Yeah.
Or a Baldur's Gate.
Kind of Diablo-ish coming out on Xbox.
And, you know, I gotta say, the older I get, the more I actually give a care about the Magic lore, because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. It's like me and Warhammer. The more I mess around with Warhammer, and the more I play Warhammer 40K video games, the more stoked I get on those worlds. I love that stuff. Anyway, yeah. All right, so that's what I was thinking of. Well, actually, I may want to be on that beta. If it's like an action RPG, it looks great. All right, I'm signing up after the show. Anyway, speaking of games that you can play, Heroes of the Storm. Still a great, still the best MMO on the market, in my opinion. Have they gotten rid of weather effects yet? Because I kind of hate those.
Yes. They got rid of them before I left.
Good, because they suck. I haven't played in about 2 weeks.
They are gone. There was a delightfully lengthy post explaining why they removed them. Mm-hmm. And we also got to talk to AZ Jackson, who had a say in removing them, to Into the Nexus's back. So if you're interested in reasonings why, and also AZ Jackson giving me a little shade for talking so much smack about weather effects on the show.
Yeah.
It is. It was a great episode. Dude was so freaking generous with his time.
That's great.
We talked for like 2 hours straight.
Jeez. Look at that. And you had Kyle there, as always.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
You know,
Kyle, that was all Kyle, too. Kyle had reached out and scheduled the whole thing and like basically came up with all the questions and collected all the questions from the community and yada, yada, yada. And nice. Just did a really good job. So, yeah. You and I talk about this every now and then. You do an episode of something that you're like really proud of.
Yeah.
That AZ Jackson episode of Into the Nexus is one I'm.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's special. I really like it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was, talking to Metzen the other day and thinking about that original interview we did, and that's one of those
it's so good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things we ever did.
I wasn't on the show yet. I remember listening to it and just thinking, damn, Scott, this might be one of the best the best episodes of anything you've ever put out.
I wish I wish there was a way for Chris and I to figure out a way to do something on the more regular, but his retirement schedule and stuff I'm up to, it's just hard to sync, and so we'll be back to it at some point. But in a way it's nice because, you know, we did a couple of those, and it's nice that they stand on their own. And, you know, if we did it every week, I think people would be a little sick of us. So,
well, one of these days, I'm going to convince Ben Brode to do something similar.
Oh, that'd be great.
When it happens, I'm going to be very excited.
Yeah, that's very cool.
But
I would listen to the hell out of that.
Heroes is in a great place. Last patch was pretty cool. They actually successfully shook up the tank meta a little, which the tank meta has been the same for, it feels like, almost a year. So that was a really big accomplishment, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah.
You should try it out, everybody.
Here's the Storm of Rad, you guys. For real. I know y'all think that
there's a big surge of players right now.
Oh, again. Big time.
May ignited a lot of interest in the game again. Like, oh my God, the games coming in the hot slots is ridiculous. We saw such a spike in July. It's wonderful.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that. I kind of thought that's how things would go for that game. They took it off their top shelf of like esports and blah, blah, blah. And everybody went, oh, they're banning it. But they haven't. They've knuckled down and kept making it great. In fact, I think better than it would have been if it was all worried about, you know, pro play all the time instead of actual players and what they want. I just think it's a better game now than it was when it had all that pressure, you know.
I've mentioned that a lot. Like, it's, you know, some people get their feathers ruffled, especially the extreme top end of players.
But sure.
I think as a average player of Heroes of the Storm, I think it's a better game now.
Yeah, I'd count myself in that group. I really enjoy playing it now more than I did when HGC was still going. So there you go. Diablo Immortal. What you say to yourself, Scott? That doesn't exist. Well, turns out it does. This is breaking news. The game is now available for pre-registration in China, planned for release on iOS and Android. This is according to a Twitter account from Daniel Ahmed, ZHugeEX on Twitter. Anyway, it is a full-blown trailer from the Chinese market of the game. There's no voice or anything, so there's nothing to translate there, although there are titles and stuff that are in Mandarin, so I don't know what they say, but it looks a lot like Diablo 3. And it did when we played it at that BlizzCon, so this isn't a big shocking thing I'm telling you. But it looks pretty polished. Looks all right. I don't remember them having said that the Necromancer was in this. Maybe I just don't remember that. But I didn't think he'd been announced. But he's in this trailer. And so are a bunch of his skeletal minions. And then everybody else we knew we were getting, the Demon Hunter, monk and wizard and who else? Oh, and the barbarian. They're all in it. And I have to say at this point, you know, forget about Blizzard messaging. Forget about all the other stuff that caused problems at that BlizzCon and all that other stuff. That's all still annoying water under the bridge. But I'm looking forward to just trying it out finally. I just want to get in there and play it. A bunch of social features are planned that'll separate it from something like Diablo 3. You can now sync controllers to all your phones, and that wasn't so much true even 2 years ago. So if you want to do that with a PS4 or a 360 controller or rather an Xbox One controller, you sure can. And I guess I don't know if the game will support controllers, but I assume it will. No matter what, though, I just kind of want to finally get my hands on it and see what's up and play it.
Yeah.
So let's play it.
It looks good. I mean, it looked good when we got to play the demo at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really play mobile games, but it was a solid mobile experience.
Yeah.
The controls just on the phone were really tight.
They were good for a mobile control experience, which I'm not used to. I don't say that about most mobile games. They seem to have really thought about that. And I would assume with all the extra time and development, they've thought even more about that. What else? Oh, and I was going to say that Bale makes an appearance in this trailer. So you can go seek it out, find it, check it out. For those who weren't here live looking at it just now, if you're at all excited, probably this fall sometime we'll get some U.S. announcement of signups or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think anyone hearing the sound of our voice right now, you know if you're interested in this or not.
Yeah, you're either in already or you're not going to play.
I don't think any additional information or trailers are really going to sway anyone.
Nope. But. Nope. They barely sway me. All right. Now this.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why? It's the Town Crier.
All right, so let's get to the Town Crier. Quick email from a listener. Send your emails to theinstance@gmail.com. I had to take the little web form off the site because people were abusing it. I was afraid that was going to happen. Started getting loaded up with spam and anonymous hate stuff, and it just sucked. So back to good old-fashioned email where you have to send it from your account and not be an anonymous douchebag. That's the
spell correctly.
Yes.
And remember that the comes before instance.
That's correct.
Gmail.com.
Theinstance@gmail.com is correct. This came from Not That Steven, who says, hey guys, love the show. Actually says love, love, love the show. I assume that means he really likes what we're doing here. I could be wrong.
Thanks, Steven.
Triple love, baby.
They're Not That Steven.
Yeah, Not That Steven. Don't get him confused. Says, I'm sure I'm not the only person who has had this idea or thought, but would Blizzard ever consider creating a few WoW servers that force everyone to start from level one? Now, he's not talking about vanilla. He means like mainline, full leveled, full featured game. Let's see. You'd have to ban level boosts and transferring from another server, but otherwise, what would be the downside? Basically give people the classic experience of everyone starting together, but on the fleshed out current expansion experience. It may also give people who haven't played the game in a few years less anxiety about joining if they knew there was a server where they can join and that everyone is starting from scratch. I mean, that only really works on day one, though, right? Because after everyone starts, now you're starting from scratch and everyone else is level 60 with the squish. Go ahead.
The idea of seasons have crossed my mind more than once.
Yeah.
And so you could do this more than once and have, you know, multiple jumping on points over the year for new players, potential new players.
I think you can virtually guarantee that they're at least have thought of this if they're not thinking of this. Because WoW is now being squished down to a reasonable level number again. They've revamped all of that experience so that it makes sense and spans across the content to get from 1 to 60. What more perfect time than soon to say, hey, seasons. You start at 1. You go all the way. It's these rewards. You do this and that. Why not? Like that's a thing they should steal from Diablo and put in the game. I would do that.
It's something that to me makes more sense for Classic, because it's has such a much more straightforward and understandable leveling experience. Because when I think about all the effort that went into the new leveling experience we're about to get, seasons or starting back over level one is still weird. Because there's a major asymmetry to everyone's leveling experience depending on where they decide to go level.
Yeah, it depends on your class or your race, your class, where you start. And that's where you'll get the variety from. But I also think it's going to be, that will still be a better seasonal experience in the modern game than in Classic, because Classic by its very nature is supposed to be way harder, way stripped down, none of the quality of life improvements that some would prefer, so that that is a faster experience. Like Diablo, seasons are now in Diablo 3. They're relatively quick. You've done it all before. You kind of know what you're doing, and you know what rewards you're aiming for and whether or not you're going to run that season. I think that that template could pretty easily be applied to WoW. So I personally really like this idea. I think it would be great. And it could it be servers only? See, this is the whole thing. If you do seasons, you don't have to worry about making these specific servers. You just make it any server. And a new character on that server is your seasonal character. And you choose at the beginning. Are you starting a raw, brand new level one character? Or are you doing this as a seasonal character? Just like Diablo does it. You choose it, rip through the content, get your winnings, special mount this month or this 3 months. Next season, it's a special freaking transmog set, whatever. Like, whatever the rewards are, I don't know. There's something there. Don't know what it is, but there's something there. Thanks for the email. I think it's a great idea. Not that Steven. I wonder what Steven it is, then, that he's referring to. If it's not that Steven, who is that Steven that he means? King?
I don't know. The only Steven that pops to mind that's spelled with a PH is Stephen Colbert.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Colbert. Stephen Schleicher, I guess, in our little family. How about, could be Stephen King, could be Stephen Wright. No, he's a V.
Oh, there you go. Forgot that Stephen King spells his with a PH as well.
Yeah, I think V is Wright, so the comedian Stephen Wright doesn't count. Anyway, we'll try to figure that out in the meantime there. Not that Stephen, but we loved your email, and if you'd like to send one in like him, you can, theinstance@gmail.com. All right, before we go, I'd like to give Garrett a chance to talk about anything happening at amove.tv, any of your shows, anything at all. What's going on?
It kind of came up over the course of the show. So go catch the Angry Chicken to hear about the new cards. Go check into the Nexus. And if you haven't already heard our interview with AZ Jackson, just go back 2 episodes and you will hear it. Also, we've been making more and more improvements to hotslogs.com. That's HOTSLOGS.com. If you play Heroes of the Storm, go there, get the uploader. The more of you uploading your Heroes of the Storm replays to Hotslogs, the more accurate our data will be. Nice. And we have a new reputation feature that we've just launched as a beta test, where you can upvote people because you like them, or downvote players because they were jerks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. All right. Do check that out. More, of course, at amove.tv if you're looking for more Garrett. Okay, quick note. I started doing a daily YouTube video game news summary thing that I call Frog Pants Plays Daily, and it's up every day except Fridays of the week, the work week anyway, over at youtube.com/Scott Johnson. You can find it on the site as well at Frog Pants Plays or frogpants.com. They all have links there. Go check it out. See what you think. It's my first sort of poke at doing regular YouTube content that is sort of edited and curated and put up on a regular basis. Don't know what took me so long, but I wanted to do that. I think you'll like it. There's always bloopers at the end, so there's always something dumb to laugh at where I screw up. And cover all the big stuff that happens every day. And it turns out, in gaming, there's always 2 or 3 stories that jump out. It's 10 minutes or less, so it's not like you're making a giant investment in time or anything else. And I'd love it if you check it out and tell me what you think. So that is over at frogpantsplays.com. That'll link you right to the YouTube channel, and you can check out the most recent episode where we talked about Halo Infinite and some other stuff. So do that. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for being here. We'll see Patrick next time, I hope. Garrett and I for sure. And a bonus show upcoming soon. That's all part of our Instance Plus membership, which you can find at theinstance.net. That's our website. Sign up, get all kinds of benefits and bonuses, including monthly art dealing with World of Warcraft that you don't get any other way. It's like a cool membership card, collectible thing. And bonus episodes, other content, all there at theinstance.net. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Garrett, we'll see you next time.
Yep.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.